This is Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada. Today, Fellowship President Yael Eckstein speaks from the Holy Land about the arrival of Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, an opportunity from God for a fresh start.
The most sacred time on the Jewish calendar is known as the High Holidays, or the High Holy Days, which begin with Rosh Hashanah, literally the head of the year, and commonly referred to as the Jewish New Year, and culminate on Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. The two holidays are connected by the days between them, known as the 10 Days of Repentance. This is a time of intense introspection, self-reflection, and repentance that leads to asking forgiveness from God and also seeking forgiveness from those who we have hurt or offended, whether intentionally or unintentionally, throughout the year. It is a time that we can chart a new course and begin the year with a clean slate. These holy days are a delicate balance between feasting and fasting, repenting and rejoicing. According to Jewish tradition, Rosh Hashanah is a day of judgment when God takes a close look at every person, his or her deeds, misdeeds in their heart, and their truest intentions, and makes an assessment. It's our yearly spiritual checkup. In Leviticus 23:23-25, the Bible refers to Rosh Hashanah as the Festival of Trumpets, a reference to the ritual ram's horn known as the shofar that we sound throughout the two-day holiday.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments. Join us in following Yael Eckstein's teachings with our Holy Land Moments daily devotions. To sign up, visit holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca. This has been Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada.